creating impacts from reversed brake cymbals, intermediate level. Let's go. In drum and bass, a reversed cymbal pulled out of a classic break is one of those instant genre transition sounds. It's not just a whoosh. Done right, it's a suction effect that drags the listener into the downbeat, and then it gets out of the way so your kick and snare feel even bigger. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a reusable impact that's built in layers, the reversed cymbal for the pull-in, a short low-end thunk for the weight, and an optional little tick for translation on small speakers. All using Ableton stock devices. First, quick session prep so we stay D and B tight. Set your tempo to around 172 to 175 BPM. Load up a break you actually like the texture of. Amen, think, hot pants, any of those work. Make two audio tracks, one called Break, where the original loop lags, and another called Impact, where we're going to build the designed hit. Here's the mindset. Impacts matter most at phrase boundaries. Every 8, 16. 32 bars, and the biggest one is usually right before the drop, ending exactly where your first kick or your first snare lands. That ending exactly part is not optional. That's the difference between professional and kinda close. Step 1. Find the right simple slice inside the break. Go to your break track, zoom in, and hunt for a crash. An open hat, a bright ride hit, anything with some tail. Even if it's a small room tail, that's fine. In fact, that gritty, imperfect break ambience is what makes it feel DNB native. Select the region starting a few milliseconds before the transient, and capture roughly 200 to 800 milliseconds of tail. You can grab longer, because we'll shape it, but don't make your life harder than it needs to be. If you want to keep it clean, crop the sample, then consolidate so it becomes one neat clip. The goal is one cymbal hit with character. Coach note here, the start point matters more than the sample choice. When you reverse a cymbal, the moment that feels like the impact is basically the original tail leading up to the transient. So if you move your start point by even 20 to 80 milliseconds, you can change the vibe from sucky vacuum pull to smooth whoosh. Audition a few start positions before you commit. Step 2. Reverse it and make it pull. Duplicate that cymbal clip onto your impact track. Open the clip view and hit reverse. Turn warp on, and this is important. Warp mode is a tone decision, not just timing. Beats mode tends to sound crisp and crunchy, which can lean more jungle and raw. Complex or complex pro tends to smear it smoother, which can feel more liquid or cinematic. Try both, even if the clip is already perfectly in time. Now set the length to something musical. In DNB, common choices are 1/8 note, 1/4, half a bar, or 1 full bar. Start with half a bar because it's big enough to feel dramatic, but not so long that it turns into a full riser. Then place it so the reversed cymbal ends exactly on your drop moment. Often that's the first snare, sometimes it's the first kick, depending on your drop pattern. Think of it like the track inhaling and then punching. Step 3. Shape the envelope so it's impact ready. A raw reversed cymbal usually has two problems. The beginning can be too noisy or too sudden, and the end can feel weak or flabby. We want a smooth ramp up, and then a clean stop so the drop drums punch. You can do this quickly with fades in arrangement view. Add a fade-in at the start of the reversed clip, short to medium, just enough to remove that instant hiss. And if you get a click at the end, add the tiniest fade-out. But the recommended way, especially at intermediate level, is put it in simpler so you get precision and repeatability. Drag the reversed sample into simpler, set it to one shot. Try warp off inside simpler first, because it can behave more predictably for pitch and transient feel. But don't be afraid to compare. Set fade in somewhere around 5 to 25 milliseconds to reduce harsh onset. Fade out maybe 5 to 30 milliseconds to prevent clicks. Now your amp envelope. Attack basically 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay around 300 to 900 milliseconds depending on your clip length. Sustain at 0. Release around 50 to 200 milliseconds. Here's the DNB target. It ramps smoothly into the end, and then it gets out of the way fast. Huge impact doesn't mean huge tail. Pre-drop cleanliness is a feature. Step 4. Add the actual hit, because the reverse alone often won't punch. Think of the reverse as the build, and the transient layers as the event. If the reverse is the only thing you hear, it's probably too loud, too wide, or too aggressive in the 2 to 6K range. Let's build the low-end thunk. You can do it on a separate track called thunk, or inside an instrument rack later. Use operator. Oscillator is set to sine. Pitch around 55 to 80 Hz, that a 1 to E2 zone. Amp envelope. Attack at 0. Decay about 80 to 150 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down and a short release, maybe 60 milliseconds. Then add saturator with soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Follow with a Q8. Cut below 25 to 30 Hz to keep it controlled, and if it's boomy, dip a little around 120 to 200 Hz. Place the thunk exactly at the end point of the reverse cymbal, the same instant your drop hits. Now the optional top tick. This is for readability on phones, laptops, and small speakers where your sub thunk might not exist. Grab a super short snippet, like 10 to 50 milliseconds, from a hat or a snare crack. High pass it around 2 to 4K. Place it right on the impact point. Extra trick, instead of a random hat, you can use a tiny noise burst and shape it so it's consistent. Drum bus can help here. Keep drive low, push transients a bit, then EQ out anything painful around 8 to 10K. Step 5, process the reversed cymbal so it's huge, dark, and controlled. On your impact track, put an EQ 8 first. High pass around 150 to 300 Hz. Reverse cymbals almost never need low end, and you need that space for bass and kick. If it's harsh, notch around 7 to 10K by a few dB. If it's boxy, dip 300 to 600 a little. Then add glue compressor. We're not trying to smash it, we're trying to densify and make it move. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest part. Then saturator for grit. Drive 2 to 8 dB, soft clip on. If it gets too bright, don't just keep turning it down and hoping. Use EQ to shape it. Then hybrid reverb for size, but keep it disciplined. Try a tight hall or room, decay around 0.6 to 1.5 seconds. DNB impacts are often shorter than you think. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds. Mix around 8 to 20%, or better yet, put reverb on a return so you can automate it. Finally, utility for width and mono management. Width around 120 to 160% can be cool, but watch mono. And if there's any low end left, bass mono can save you. And one more advanced arrangement trick. Automate width. Make it wide during the pull-in, then snap it closer to center right at the hit or right after. That moment of center clearing makes the drop drums feel massive. Now a quick mixing framework so you're not guessing. Think of three frequency jobs. Low, roughly 30 to 120 Hz. That's your thunk. Short and controlled. Mid, 200 Hz to 2K. Optional body, and honestly, often less is more. High, 5 to 12K. That's your air zip. The thing that sells the pull-in. If your impact is messy, it's usually because one layer is trying to do all three jobs. Step 6. Print it and turn it into a reusable one-shot. Once you like the blend of reverse cymbal, thunk, and tick, resample it. Create a new track called Impact Print. Set the input to resampling. Record a few hits so you can pick the best one. Then crop the best one, consolidate it, and treat it like a one-shot sample. Name it like you're building a real library. Tempo, length, vibe. For example, impact reverse break half bar dark 174. That seems boring, but future you will love you for it. Step 7. Placement strategies that feel rolling. Classic move. Start the reverse half a bar before the drop. End on the first snare or first kick. In a roller, use slighter impacts every 16 bars, like bar 17 and bar 33. Keep those shorter, less reverb, less width. It resets the energy without sounding like you copy-pasted the same big moment. For jungle switch-ups, a quarter bar reverse right before a break edit is perfect. Quick punctuation. And if you want to get cheeky, fake out. Put the impact where the drop should be, then mute the kick for one beat and slam the real entrance on beat 3. At 174, that hits ridiculously well if you keep it tight. Common mistakes to avoid while you're doing this. First, too much low end in the reversed cymbal. High pass it. If the reverse has low junk, it will make your drop feel smaller, not bigger. Second, reverb tail spilling into the drop. Shorten decay, automate the send down right at the drop, or gate it. A cool trick is to gate the reverb with a release around 80 to 200 milliseconds, so you get size without wash. Third, bad alignment. If the impact lands late, it feels amateur immediately. Zoom in and align the end point to the transient. Fourth, overwidening. Wide is fun, but if your impact disappears in mono, it won't translate in clubs. Fifth, using the same impact every phrase. Make variations. Tight, long, dark, distorted. Even three versions helps your arrangement breathe. Now a few pro variations for darker or heavier DNB. Pitch the reverse down in simpler, anywhere from minus 3 to minus 12 semitones, for menace. Then EQ the harshness after. For techie or neuro edges, try corpus on the reversed cymbal layer. Tune subtly, mixed very low. You're aiming for a hint of metallic resonance, not a bell sound. Try the contrast trick, automate a low-pass filter that gradually opens during the reverse, then at the impact moment snap to a brighter EQ, or bypass the low-pass. The drop will feel brighter without you pushing the master louder. And an expensive transient trick, flam impact. Duplicate your tick. Nudge it 8 to 20 milliseconds later, and pitch the second one slightly down or EQ it darker. Suddenly the hit sounds wider and more complex, without needing more reverb. Mini practice assignment to lock this in. Make 3 impacts from the same break cymbal. 1. Tight roller impact. Quarter bar long. Minimal reverb. Tick forward. 2. Big halftime style slam. 1 bar long. Louder sub thunk. Darker saturation. Less top. 3. Jungle tack switch impact, half bar long, and add a quick pitch drop at the end by automating simpler transpose or clip transpose. Place 1 at bar 17, 1 at bar 33, and 1 right before your drop. Bounce them to audio, name them properly, and you've started your own transitions folder. Quick recap to finish. Start with a break cymbal slice, reverse it, and pick a musical length, often half a bar. Shape the envelope so it ramps up and ends clean. Add a thunk and maybe a tick so the impact actually hits in the mix. Process with stock tools, EQ8, glue, saturator, hybrid reverb, utility. And place impacts at phrase boundaries with clean automation so the drop drums stay punchy. If you tell me which break you're using and whether your snare is bright or dark, I can suggest the best warp mode, the best length, and where to bias the EQ so it locks into your specific tune.